Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'omar ta'aleyem ki sovoyu el ha'oretz. Hashem ani noisein lachem v'shov so ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. So Rashi brings down the famous Chazal, Mayim Yishmita Yitzel Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai. It's telling me that just like Shmita, Nemru Klol Yisrael, Protei Yisrael, B'digdukem Yisinai, Avkula Nemru Yisinai. That's Rashi. Every Sefer has some kesher between Har Sinai and Shmita. So I saw one of the Svarim that there's another kesher between Shmita and Har Sinai, and that is you can't get two things as far apart from each other as Mayim and Har Sinai and Avodas Karka. They're mamish two diametrically opposed in Yonim, Mikotze Alakotze. Mayim and Har Sinai was totally Ruchni. Yidden came to Har Sinai, the Shekhinah came down on Har Sinai from above, Shomayim opened up on top of the Yidden, Kolus and Brokim and Mamish, and they had Maris like they never experienced before. Royim as HaKolos, they were able to see the Kolos, whatever that means. They were Giluyim Nifloim Admaid. Working on Karka is the most chumriyistik, gashmiyistik thing you could possibly do. You get down and dirty into the ground, plowing with animals and then fertilizing and planting and mamish, the most chumriyistik thing, gashmiyistik kazach, and you can imagine the exact hepach at Har Sinai. So what's the kesher? The Afal Pikein HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in Avodas Karka, the most chumriyistik thing, it's shaykh to be mekadosh it, it should be v'shav soh or Shabbos l'Hashem. And if a person taka works Avodas Karka the way it should be, he can be zoichet to mayim and Har Sinai mitoich the karka. V'shav soh or Shabbos l'Hashem. Keep Shemitah, full year of rest, and emunim b'tochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the biggest connection to Hashem. Number two, besides Shemitah, there's all the other inyanim, the matanis, you know, truma, meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser oni. You have netar avoy, you have orla, leket, shikha, peya, you name it, you have it mamish. So with shayach for avodas karka, to mamish become a mayim at Har Sinai. That's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. It's interesting that Chazal used the same posik to describe mayim at Har Sinai as they do the Inyan of Shemitah. Giboyre koyach, oise devoroi, lishmoye b'kol devoroi. That's referring to Klal Yisrael of Mayim and Har Sinai. They were like the Malachim that said Nasa before Nishma. Giboyre koyach, oise devoroi, first oise devoroi, and then lishmoye b'kol devoroi. And by Shemitah, the exact same thing. Someone that closes down his field, totally, and as the munim b'tochen b'Hashem, it takes gvur and the shayach that's only shayach by the malachim. Same pasuk Chazal used giboyrei koyach oisid devaru l'shmoyah b'kol devaru. So that is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. But the emphasis is it's a lesson even for people that are not farmers, even for people that are oisik stam and parnosah and gashmi zdeke and yonim. If their ikur tachlis is to support a family, to support their children, and b'nei Torah, and to keep the word of Hashem, and their kavei itam la Torah. So then they're taking the chumris and they're being mekadoshit, so that even the gashmis becomes a ruchni. So on them it's also said the same inyan, that it's shmita itzel Har Sinai. And it's also words of chizuk for women, because they have the most gashmis the kid. Chaleg with cooking and cleaning and diapering and taking care of the kids. And they might argue, you know, we don't get to have hanor from a nice machshav or a nice deher or a shtikl gemara. But the emes is that their avoyde is mamash mayim and Har Sinai. That's good for the lesson over here between Shemitah and Har Sinai. It says, v'shav sohar es Shabbos l'Hashem. So Rashi says, l'shem Hashem. Like it says in Parshas Bereishis. The Ramban asks on Rashi, L'chayra, everything is L'shem Hashem. The Shabbos says the Mayadim L'shem Hashem, and it doesn't say L'shem Hashem there. So what does Rashi mean over here, L'shem Hashem? So Geruchim Lavovitz, Zechetzavik B'Kodesh L'Bracha, explains. The Rashi doesn't just mean over here, that you have to do the mitzvah L'shem Hashem. All mitzvahs have to be done L'shem Hashem. The L'shem Hashem over here entails something else completely. And that is that a person has to come to the Hakara with Shemitah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. Because Avodas Karka is a tremendous sakana. Avodas Karka, like we mentioned, how many malachas that are involved in Avodas Karka? There's the Harisha, which is tough work, and, you know, fertilizing and sowing, the planting, and then making sure that everything is going well. And after you're finally harvesting it, there's the Ktsira and all the malachas after Ktsira, till you finally get to that, you know, loaf of bread. There's a lot of avodas over there. It's brought down that when you make hamoitz, you should have all 10 fingers on the bread when you make the bracha, because there's 10 avodas involved in leading to the bread. So there's a lot of koichi va'itzim yodi involved in avodas karka until you reach the peiros. Hashem l'fizeh, there's a very big sakona in avodas karka that a person can carry away with himself. This was the mistake of Kayin. Kayin was an Oved Adama, right? And when it came to thanking Hashem, Hagami, he was the one that initiated the carbon, but he gave like a token. He didn't give the best that he could have given. Part, I'm the one that did the avodas karka. Hashem also helped. That's not the right mahalach. Avodas Karka can take a person away from what the Ikar is. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah. Stand back for a year, don't do anything, and you'll see who's in control. You'll have the same parnosa anyway. That is the raya that you're only doing your shtadlus. It says, B'zeyas ha'pecha toich alechem. That was part of the klola of the Eitz Hadas. B'zeyas ha'pecha toich alechem. But that doesn't mean that you're the one that's shopping the lechem. You have to have a shtadlus, but ultimately, who's the one that's doing it? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shabbos or Shabbos L'Hashem. That's the time you should have L'Shem Shemayim. Shabbos L'Hashem, this gives you a clear picture that everything is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and yours is merely his shtadlus. And the emes is, the regular Shabbos is also like that. During the week, a person works. And while he's working, he forgets. He thinks that he's the one that's giving parnasa. Hashem says, take a day off, you rest, don't do any work on Shabbos. You'll see you're not going to lose anything by it. And that gives you a chance to think, who is really the person that's under control? Shalom Shadron, he used to say over a maisa, I think it was a true story. At least it's a good marshal, but I think he said it was a true story. There's a fellow that lived in the old Yishuv of Yerushalayim that used to control the traffic. And he used to put his whole self into it, all the shtablis, you know, with a whistle. Stop, stop. Oh, man, b'chol tokvay, b'chol koichay. And he was all proud of what he was doing. And his wife used to pack him a lunch with sandwiches with a thermos. In rain or sleet or hail or snow, no matter what the weather was, he was there. Everybody knew he was the traffic guy. The only one problem, there was a traffic light there. There was a traffic light there. They didn't need him. He was superfluous. But he held that he was the one that was controlling the traffic. There's one time in Maisa that some dignitary from America was coming. And Imamish couldn't sleep at night because the traffic would be extra. How's he going to control it? And his wife had to Imamish be menachem him. He was Yadua, and he's that guy that thinks he's controlling traffic. So one time a guy wanted to talk sense into him. There's a traffic light there. You're really, you know. So he tells him, that's him, what are you doing? You know, there's a traffic light over here. Why are you so busy with this? He said, Mr. Meshuggah, you're going to trust the lives of people on a traffic light? You know, a traffic light's not a barseichel. So he tells him, you know what, maybe make an experiment. Just for one cycle of traffic, you sit back and relax and see if the traffic goes by itself or not. He says, you achzer what you are. You're willing to take a risk on a person's life, you know, and leave it over to a machine. And there's no talking sense in it. So Rishon said that we were all like that guy. we're all like that fellow. Like, we're running the show, you know. You know, we run and we this and we that. And we're mishtabel and we put all the work into it, whatever. And it's like the traffic light. The traffic light is really doing it. What we're doing is only mishtabels. We are superfluous. But the Teretz is that there is mishtabels that we have to put in. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take a year off. Sit by the side, let the traffic light do the job, and see if you're the one that's really under in control or you're not. This is a limud that we could take from Shemitah, which is even applicable to us, bizman hazeh. So state, v'loisoinu ishes amisoi, v'yoreisim elokecha, keni Hashem elokechem. We know that there's a enormous moment, and there's also an enormous dvorim. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Nun Ches says, "Gedoylo einoas dvorim einoas mom." Paining, giving someone pain with words, is greater than einoas mom. Shezeh begufoy, v'zeh b'mamoynei. Because mamin is one thing, but if you're giving a person pain on his guf, on his emotions, that's a much more chumriyazdik thing. Now, what's the shaykh is Ani Hashem Elokeichem over here? Why does it say specifically Ani Hashem Elokeichem? I saw it brought down from the Bali Musar, Sefer L'Sitcha Elyon brings down Shem Bali Musar, that I know some woman that has a shear. And you know how much, you know, you cheated a guy, $5 or $10 or whatever it is. That has a shear. I know as dvorim, that's a much more tricky thing. You might think that, you know, what did I say already? I said a little bar that didn't really hurt him. He says, you don't realize how much it hurts the person. That doesn't have a specific shear. That's not such a, that's not a tangible thing. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the one that knows how much he was hurt, and I'm going to be the one that punishes on that. And you have to be very careful with that. Mammon has a shear. You know exactly what you owe and what you have to pay back. Over here, you don't know how much pain you inflicted on the person. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the one that sees the feelings. I see the emotions inside. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. They also bring down a ma'ase. Rav Dessler, Baal Michter Meliozei, Chetzalik, Kodosh Lebrache. So he used to make kiddush on a kois, which he received as a chasana gift from Rav Chaim Eisen. Chaim Eisen gave him a chasana present, a kois, and this was the kois that he got from his wife Zayda, Rav Yisrael Salanta. His chasana, he got this kois. He gave it over to Rav Dessler, who was also an einikel of Rav Yisrael Salanta, you know, he, the next generation. So he gave him this kois. When they moved to Bnei Brak, so the Chazoinish's shear of a kais was considerably bigger than this kais that he had. So he didn't want to deviate from the shear of the Chazoinish. But his rabbi, since she was an einikel of the altar of Kelm, and, you know, this was a shear which they used or whatever, and she didn't want to deviate from what she had her Messiah, she didn't want to deviate. So he didn't, even though he be'etzem wanted to do like the Chazoinish, covered his wife, didn't want to hurt her feelings. He would manage the week that she was nifter. Afterwards, he told his Talmud, get me a kais of the Chazoinish. And he started doing the shir of the Chazoinish. Because he didn't want to, even though he held that you don't want to deviate la halacha, but the loisainu, he didn't want to hurt his wife's feelings. He was mevater on that.
And on the flip side, he wanted to mechaber the Chazoinish. He didn't want to hurt the Chazoinish.
That's why
he didn't change. He changed right away.
I mean, I don't know if the Chazoinish would know what he used as a kais, as Vaisonish, that he went around being baited. But,
it's covered.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. This is Parashas Bechukaisai. In Bechukaisai Teleichu. In Bechukaisai Teleichu. The Esmet Sreisai Tishmer. I'll give thee rains in their times. Period. So the Zubna Magid, he says, what's this inyan of V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam, in their proper time? What's the Shaykhus Tim B'chukaisa Teilechu? Rashi says in B'chukaisa Teilechu, Shetia Amelim Batayrit. So what is the stress on Geshmeichem Be'itam, and what's the connection to Amelim Batayrit? Zok the Zubna Magid Givaldi. Says every Bar Das knows that all of the good that Hashem placed in this world, in Olam Hazeh, eating, parnosah, comforts, sleeping, it's all very good, and it's all the tayelas, but only if it's done with the right shear. If it's done not in the right shear, then it's not a good thing. You do the Maimer Chazal, the HaKadosh Baruch, when you look at the Bria, he says, V'nei toiv ma'oid. So Chazal says, Medrash says, Toiv zemalach hachaim, ma'oid zemalach hamavis. What does that mean? Everything which is good in the Bria, if it's good, it adds life. But that same good, if you overindulge, you overuse it, then that can be the sam hamavis. It's not only like that in Inyonei Olam Hazeh and Inyonei Gashmias, but also in Inyonei Ruchnias also. Every mitzvah has its gedorim. Every mitzvah has its siyogim. Every mitzvah has its place, its time and place. And there's some times where the mitzvah can turn into an avera. A dogma for that, we have by Nodav Aviyu, the Korvosim Lufnei Hashem Vayamusu, in their over-exuberance of doing a mitzvah outside of the siyog of the mitzvah, and that's why they were nifter. Another dogma, where you find a mitzvah not in place, it says, it's like Zeklal Godel Batayr. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. And Hillel said, Kol HaTayru Kula Regal Achaz, he told the guy, L'chosani L'chavr Cholei Sabbath. But that can be also overdone. If Mitaycha have it to somebody else, you can have Rachmanis when you're not supposed to have Rachmanis. That turns into an Aveira. Or Lehepach. It's a mitzvah to hate Rishon. Misanech Hashem Esna. But that also has a, well, you have to know when and where. If it's shy to be makar of a person, and not to be Isaac in that sinner, you have to curb the sin, and you have to do what you have to do. Tayag mitzvahs also. There's a checks and balance system over there. There's Torah avoyde gemilas chasodim. You have to know when, you have to sit and learn. Sometimes a person has to close his gemara, not when it's an emergency of a mitzvah. You have to know when to balance Torah and Chesed. So this is something, mitzvahs have shiurim, they have siyogim, they have gedorim, and there's also a balance system, when to know what. How do you know when to know what? So for that you need Talmid HaChomim, Amelim BaTorah, people that in addition to their knowledge of Torah, they became in the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch is not something that it says open, that is something that's acquired through Amelus and Yegiyah Batayra, where not only do you have the knowledge of Torah, but it becomes a sixth sense. It becomes a sense, you know exactly when should this be done, when should that be done. The Gdolim knew when to close their Gemara to help another Yid. They were big masmidim. They knew the Gedorim exactly what to do and when to do it, when each mitzvah applies in its proper time. But that's totally an amelus of Yigiyas Batayra. You have to have that fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Dubna Magid. Every Bardas also knows that when it comes to rain, it's not the amount of rain that it rains on the field that gives the fruits. It has to be in its proper time. You can have less rain in its proper time as opposed to more rain when it's not the proper time. So the ikar is you need the geshomim be'itam to be able to have a crop which is a bumper crop, which is matzliach. That's the midah keneged midah over here. If you know the mitzvahs in their proper time, in their proper place, how does that come about? Umtiyu amelum b'tayra. If you're an amel v'yogei b'tayra, you have that sixth sense. You have that fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. You know when to do the mitzvahs in the proper shear, in the proper time. You know that balancing act. I mentioned this ma'aser already, you know, about the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shach, somebody told me the ma'aser. There was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael, got married, and his wife never went off the derech. He had two boys, two kids, and she wanted to send them to a not from a school to a public school, and he was a nice mensch. The Meiser, she got custody of the kids, but b'tanai, two t'nai, she sends them to from a school, and she's not allowed to leave the country. Kitzur, she was over and she left the country and took the kids with them. The father was up in arms. What's going to be with his kids? What's the design? Eismensch. She moved here to New York. She enrolled them in a secular school. And she was in her life the way she wanted to be in her life. One day she decided she wants to return to Eretz Yisrael for a visit and take the kids with her. So the husband, the former husband, found out about it. Oh, now's my opportunity, get the police after her, and she was over with favors on the court order. But he decided to ask his Rebbe first. The Rebbe said, this is a shver shayla, and you have to ask Reb Shach. He was sure Reb Shach would say, yeah, first aid, it's an opportunity, the kids are living in a not from a sviva, you know. Zich, you have to take them back, you have to do everything you can. They came to Reb Shach. Reb Shach empathized with him. He felt very bad. And he asked him, should I call the police? So Shach said like this. He says, you have a TV in your house. So he said, no. He says, you know how to cook? She said, no. He said, the kids are going to be miserable in your house. Well, you're going to have a service. And it's going to just, you know, make the matter worse. He said, yeah, it's that now you don't do anything. And eventually, Davin Tata of his Baruch Hu, eventually, Rosh will bring you Yeshua. But he was miyayitz against it. Okay, tremendous disappointment, the Rav Godel says. He says, finished. What happened? Kids went back with the mother. They lived in America. Kid reached a certain age, the older boy. So he wanted to enlist in the Israeli army. Came to Eretz Yisrael, enlisted in the army. And on weekends off, when he was given weekends off, he spent with his father. Spent Shabbos there, became a kurv to Yiddishkeit. Came from Yid. Same thing happened with the younger one, same exact thing. Came to Eretz Yisrael, enlisted in the army, weekends with the father, came from Yid. So the Seichel L'chayra is nice and allied. The Teretz is a person that's Omo B'yogei, that's Kulei Teira, Efer State, things in a different way than we understand it. And that's what we're talking about over here. So State and Posik, his Vadu Esab, well, let me finish with a shorter part. It says, V'chol ma'aser b'okar v'tzayin, all ma'aser b'okar and tzayin, kol asher yavur tachas ha'shovet, ha'asiri yiyah kodesh l'Hashem. The tenth one will be kodesh l'Hashem. So there's a moyed kipshad here from Rav Shimshon of Astropolia. Some people say it in the name of the Arizal. Either way, it's a moyed kipshad. So do the kasha that the asara haruge malchus they were mechaper from mechiras Yosef for the 10 shvatim that were involved in mechiras Yosef. So there's two shailas over here. Number one, it wasn't 10 shvatim that were involved in mechiras Yosef because Yosef himself wasn't involved in the mechira. He didn't do it. Binyamin wasn't there and Reuven wasn't there. So he only had 9 shvatim. So why did he need asara haruge malchus? That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Arugim Malchus. Rabbi Akiva Shnam from Geira. So it wasn't his ancestors that he had to be Mechaper for. So what was Rabbi Akiva doing there? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the 10th being involved because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Chelek of the Shvuah. They were Mashbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to say anything. And Memeila HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was part of it. He was part of this plot. So he also needs a kapar. Rabbi Akiva is keneged HaKadosh Baruch. So he sets his line into the pasuk. The chol meiser boker v'tzayin is Rosh HaTevis. V'chilomo meis Akiva. Shehoye roye boker v'tzayin. Why was Akiva nifter? The roye boker v'tzayin. The answer is, kol asher yavor. Every one of the asarai ugli malchus was tachas hashevet instead of a shevet. Asiri, the 10th one, Rabbi Akiva, Yiyah Kodesh L'Hashem. He was connected to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Lozokt, Rabbi Shimshon, Rabbi Astropolia, Amoyudik Yavart here, the Parsha. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Next week
is what? I don't see why not.